Honestly, you know, from week one when we came in OTAs, some of the things that he was doing, it wasn't nothing that he hasn't been doing now. So I guess he really, you know, he's a born leader. He's a guy that, you know, wherever he, you know, got his learning from and whoever taught him, you know, what he knows now, he pretty much came here with it, you know, and just every week he just learned something new as far as in his game and how he can get better with us.
How impressive is that for a rookie quarterback? And would you know he was a rookie if it wasn't official?
Yeah, you know, it's very impressive because you don't expect him to come in and, you know, you expect him to be sharp because we're counting on you, but you expect him to have a couple of bumps and bruises where you just say, hey, at the end of the day, he's a rookie. But, you know, we didn't have many to say about Robert. You know, when he had little bumps and bruises or when it comes to little hiccups, you know, in his game, it wasn't nothing major. It was something that just he didn't see or something that he corrected immediately during the game. So, you know, that's very impressive.
Let's talk about Seattle's defense and how active they are. Is there more about what they're doing or what you're able to do come Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, I get to watch them a little more today. I haven't really watched what they do now. Far as from, you know, from a learning standpoint on, you know, what I'm going to have to face on Sunday. But it's never about the other team. I think every week that we went into these games, these last seven, we worried about ourselves, handling our business and whatever happens. You know, let us be sharp and we'll worry about, you know, them when game time come. But it's never too much to, you know, sit there and dwell on the opposing team. You got to make sure that you're sharp enough that you can go out there and get them have it.
Ray Lewis. Call it a career today. He'll join the team and play in the playoffs, presumably, but this is his last ride, as he said today.
Oh, okay.
Your thoughts on Ray and him leaving this game after 17 years?
I mean, hey, you know, I thought he'd have about four more in him. You know, I mean, he's one of the greats, you know, and you know, to be from the same place I'm from, you know, it makes me look a little good, you know what I mean? But honestly, man, you know, from years just watching him growing up, you know, playing to you and then being on this level with him, watching him play and playing against him and just see the love that he has for everybody he plays against. And then the way he goes out there and play, you know, with the tenacity and the courage that he shows on the field, man, it's just wonderful to see that, you know, in the individual, you know, week in and week out for 17 years. So, you know, I wish him well. I'm pretty sure he'll do great whatever he have next plan, but he will be missed.
It's been a while since you've had a number one rush offense on this squad. You have that this year. How's that opened up what you guys are doing in the passing game?
True. Yeah, I mean, it's been night and day since, you know, from last year. You know, people just sat back and waited for us to throw, you know, in years before that. And we had a good running back, so just we just couldn't get the offense going to where we wanted to, you know, wanted to go in that part of our game. And it's just wonderful to have that kind of, you know, threat because it gives us lanes that, you know, we expect to have.